It used to be a customer could walk into a store, pull out a wallet, and buy something. But with a highly infectious disease running rampant right now, life is much more complicated. In Massachusetts, mask wearing is required in places where the public is allowed to gather, such as retail stores, unless wearing a mask presents a medical risk to a customer. But a few retailers here are not letting anyone in without a mask. New England Public Media reporter Nancy Cohen has the story.
Public health officials at this point are clear. Masks are the best tool we have right now to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And this month, the state of Massachusetts issued its latest, most stringent mask-wearing order. The state continues to exempt young kids and some people with medical conditions. But there is confusion. Thomas Murphy, senior attorney with the Disability Law Center, says the center gets calls from people who have been turned away from stores because they can't wear a mask.
Individuals who have breathing difficulty, such as asthma, or who rely on supplemental oxygen, as well as people with anxiety-related conditions, that if they're wearing a mask or a face covering, exacerbates the effects of their anxiety or mental health disorder.
State regulations say those who don't wear a mask because of a medical condition or a disability are not required to provide documentation proving they have a health risk, and a business may not deny entry to someone claiming the exemption. But this has led to a kind of gray area at a store's entrance, sometimes leading to challenges.
So we have door ambassadors outside. They've been out there since it was snowing in March, and that job was sort of the front line of all these confrontations.
That's Alana Chernilla, marketing manager of Guido's Fresh Marketplace, a family-owned grocery with stores in Pittsfield and Great Barrington. Chernilla says occasionally customers have said things about wearing masks that made staff feel stressed or less safe.
For a while, some people would just say they had a medical exemption and that was okay, but some people, you know, would be more confrontational about it. They would harass the staff in front of the grocery store.
Sometimes someone would say only that they did not want to wear a mask. Other times it was about whether wearing one is important or that the virus is a hoax. Once or twice, Chernilla would explain to customers they would have to leave if they didn't wear a mask.
I'm here to keep everybody safe, and I need you to help me with that. And if you can't help me with that, then I can't let you in. It's sort of a, you know, it's a contract that we all have to sign with each other right now.
But in late September, Guido's made the contract simpler.
We decided that we were no longer going to allow exemptions.
No medical exemption. If a customer doesn't wear a mask for any reason, they're not allowed in.
We're not just protecting the people in the store. We're also protecting the whole community. I mean, if someone gets sick who works in the store or who's shopping in the store, it's not just limited to the walls of the store.
But Guido's offers an alternative, online shopping with curbside pickup, with a coupon to start. Chernilla says the store got advice from a lawyer when they got strict about masks. Another family-owned business, Sam's Outdoor Outfitters, which has stores in Hadley, Massachusetts, Swansea, New Hampshire, and here in Brattleboro, Vermont, has a similar policy. Standing outside, President Brad Borofsky, whose grandfather Sam started Sam's in 1932, says his number one concern is keeping his employees safe. So he started a no-mask, no-entry policy at all his stores, with a sign outside explaining it.
It says curbside service is available for anyone who can't wear a mask for any reason. And we'll come out and ask what they're looking for and go get any options that they want to see and bring them out to them.
He says the store had no other choice.
If we didn't make it mandatory for people to wear masks, we wouldn't be doing that much business because there's a lot of people that wouldn't come into the store. But the first problem I would have is I don't think my employees would come into the store, so I wouldn't have to worry about being open.
Borofsky says the fact that someone can claim a medical condition without needing to prove it is a hole in the Massachusetts regulations. He says that can create a problem. Thomas Murphy of the Disability Law Center says it's commendable that stores are offering ways for people who can't wear a mask to get access to the goods and services of the store. But in Massachusetts,
if the person does want to come into the store as opposed to being served curbside, then under the order, they are required to let them in.
And he says not letting them in.
It's definitely in violation of the mask order.
The Massachusetts Department of Public Health declined requests for an interview for this story. The DPH provides guidance to local health officials whose job it is to enforce the law, along with the police. But Murphy doesn't have high praise.
The enforcement of it is lackadaisical. And there is a possibility of a fine for any retailer who is in violation of the order, but they may be willing to risk that fine.
Susan Mosler, a physician who's on the Hadley Board of Health, says so far the board has not issued any fines. She has met with store managers where there have been reports of customers without masks. But she says the medical exemption is clear.
You cannot exclude someone from the retail location if they claim to have a medical exemption, period.
Mosler also says the state recognizes enforcing mask regulations isn't easy for employees.
Somebody's a store clerk. It's concerning to put somebody like that in a position of having to confront a customer. It can really become quite a difficult situation. There could be threats of violence or other concerns, and, you know, I think the state understands that that might not be the best scenario.
Maybe so, but it is store clerks and managers who are the gatekeepers during this pandemic. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.